This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Inside Music. I'm your host, George Mariner Moll, Artistic Director of the Discovery Orchestra. In these programs, we encourage you to notice details in music that may have escaped your attention but are definitely worth investigating. At the Discovery Orchestra, we believe the more musical detail we notice, the more pleasure we receive from listening. Inside Music is made possible by Glenn Mead, an independent trust company providing investment and wealth management services with offices in Princeton, Morristown, and Philadelphia. This week's episode is entitled Change That Chord. Hungarian composer Béla Bartók, or Bartók Béla, as he would have introduced himself, was utterly fascinated by folk music, not only of his native Hungary, but also of the surrounding countries such as Romania and Slovakia, and he went about collecting songs wherever he could find them, with more than a few showing up later in his own compositions. Another one of his great interests was the musical education of young people. And so he wrote a lot of pedagogical material for early piano study. One collection, in two volumes, is entitled For Children. Volume 2 was based on Slovakian folk melodies. The composition I played a moment ago is listed simply as Number 12, with no other description or title. I'd like to play it again and see if you notice anything about its structure. Hint, is anything repeated? Did you notice that the short melody was repeated, note for note? Here's the melody played only one time, by itself, with no supporting harmonies. And this time, notice that it contains within it four very short musical sentences. Now, what if I were to tell you that when Bartók repeats the melody, he changes the harmony under each one of these short sentences? And one might think, well, okay, so what? It's actually a very important aspect of music to grasp. We call it reharmonization, or chord changes, and it greatly affects the emotional content of all the music we listen to, and not just from composers such as Bartók or Beethoven, but also composers like Gershwin and Count Basie, all of those creators of music we so enjoy. Once again, here is the melody played one time with no harmony. To demonstrate how different reharmonizing the same melody can feel, I'm going to play each short sentence side by side, that is, the first idea as initially harmonized, followed by the first idea in the repeat, the second idea as initially harmonized, followed by the second idea in the repeat, etc. Your mission: listen carefully to the subtle differences in the repeated version of each idea. As I mentioned, Bartók gave no title for this Slovakian song. There may well have been words sung to this tune, but we don't have them. I'm going to add a descriptive phrase, that is, I'm going to make up a program or a little story to go with the music in order to create a hypothetical emotional context for each little musical sentence as it occurs. Again, I'm making this up. It's not Bartók's commentary. It's just a way to further emphasize the emotional differences in the reharmonizations. So here goes. A young man and his bride living in a small village converse. The young man says, "I have to leave you for a while to go work in another town." He continues, "I'll miss you terribly." "Will you miss me too?" She says, "Yes, I'll miss you so much." He continues, "It's going to be okay. We'll get through this." She cries, "I don't know if I can bear it." He promises, "I'll write you every day." She whispers, "I love you so much, it hurts." Forgive my melodramatics, but I hope this made some of these reharmonizations more vivid, visceral, more real. Now, let's listen to these abstract sounds one more time. And even though there are no words, no story, let Bartók work his harmonic magic on us. Thank you. In case you're just tuning in, I'm George Mariner Mole, Artistic Director of the Discovery Orchestra, and your host for Inside Music. And for those of you who've been with us since the beginning of this episode, I just wanted to make certain that you were really paying attention by playing the wrong music on purpose. That is to say, I want to encourage you to really listen to and not just hear the music. That was a short sample of the muscular opening movement of Bartók's Divertimento for Strings, filled with lots of folk music references and reharmonizations, as played by the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra under Hugh Wolfe. I also wanted to cleanse our musical palates for a moment and have us reflect on the fact that this same composer, Béla Bartók, feared by some listeners, also wrote compositions like this short piano work. Again, listen to these abstract sounds one more time and feel the effect of the reharmonizations that occur when the melody repeats. I'd like now to turn once again to the music of Claude Debussy, featured in our previous episode, The Point. Listen to the opening prelude, the first movement of his Suite Bergamasque, performed by rising star pianist Seon-Jin Cho. Be listening for reharmonizations. There were a number of reharmonizations of the pitch G natural that you might have missed. After the big cascading flourish, we arrive at this musical idea. Listen to it and count the number of harmonizations of the pitch G natural. How many were there? Before you answer, listen to the G natural slowly in isolation and count the number of harmonizations. If you didn't find four the first time in context, you know now that there are four different harmonizations of the pitch G natural. Each one of them feels emotionally different. Listen again. Now, back in context. And when this musical phrase is repeated, Debussy gives us four new harmonizations of the pitch G natural. And in context, listen to Seon-Jin Cho play this entire section again. Thank you. Now, the framework or formal structure of the prelude is ternary form, or A-B-A. After the entire A section has been played, musical material that is different, the B section, will occur. So let's listen to the entire A section. The B section begins like this. We'll start the music near the end of the B section. And if you're not driving, raise your hand or just your forefinger when we get back to the A section. And listen carefully for the G naturals again and see what you notice. We hope you noticed that Debussy gave us 8 new harmonizations of the G natural. Here they are in isolation. And back in context. And the next 4 in isolation. And back in context. Did you notice that one of the harmonizations was repeated in this last set of 4? Why is it so important for us to learn to notice chord changes or reharmonizations? Because it adds so much depth to the music when we learn to do this. And don't be disheartened if it seems challenging at first. It will get easier. We're using the same part of our brain that notices subtle inflections in speech patterns. I mean, can you imagine how difficult our lives would be if we had not learned to notice the difference between these? I love you! I love you. I love you. I love you. You get my drift. We have learned to notice the difference between many different ways of inflecting the same word. Think of these different inflections as reharmonizations of those words. If we commit to becoming perceptive music listeners, which means to completely be present with the music, having our awareness dial turned up all the way, we will notice more and more detail every time we listen. And music, even wordless music, abstract music, will, when we choose to be in this state of awareness, cease to be background sonic wallpaper and become this intensely fascinating and compelling emotional statement that can move us to our depths. Debussy's 8 different harmonizations of the pitch G natural in the A section and his 8 new harmonizations of G natural when the A section returns are just some of the wonderful details to notice in this composition. So let's listen to the entire prelude. Be listening for chord changes or reharmonizations. You may find even more than you bargained for. Thank you. This has been Inside Music. I'm George Mariner Moll, Artistic Director of the Discovery Orchestra and your host. The producer was David Ozenberg. The Discovery Orchestra's Emmy-nominated educational concerts for American Public Television are available on Amazon.com and may be streamed free of charge by Amazon Prime members. For more information about the Discovery Orchestra, visit our website at discoveryorchestra.org. Inside Music is made possible by Glenn Mead, an independent trust company providing investment and wealth management services with offices in Princeton, Morristown, and Philadelphia. Inside Music episodes can be heard as webcasts at wwfm.org by clicking About Us and then Our Programs, A to Z. Inside Music is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and wwfm.org. Tune in for our next episode just in time for Halloween. Scared you, didn't I? Thanks so much for being with us. This is George Mariner Moll reminding you to listen better.